Mechanical engineering head Anil Bajaj wants to get underrepresented minority high school students excited about his field. Among his team's plans are scholarships for kids to attend summer camps on campus and faculty visits to schools in Gary, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis.
So if you have more opportunities to interact with the students, you have more opportunity to influence them in informal settings.
In the College of Agriculture, Graduate Services Specialist Tyson McFall says it's easy to recruit high school students who visit campus. The obstacle is parents who've never been to college.
If you've never been to college, you don't know what resources are out there. You don't know the amount of scholarships or how funding works and what that all means. All you think is, you know, it's going to be really expensive and I'm going to be in debt forever.
Her team plans to immerse parents in a 24-hour college experience on campus. Student recruitment is the focus of the College of Engineering. Associate Dean of Graduate Education and Interdisciplinary Programs Audine Fentiman says her team will augment its summer undergraduate research fellowships to strengthen connections and research opportunities between Purdue faculty and minority-serving institutions. And she says they will study those students once they're on campus.
We'll want to understand what mentoring we need to give them, what skills do we need to help them develop in order to be more successful with their research.
Other projects aim to attract graduate students from underrepresented minority groups, thus creating a pool of candidates for faculty positions. Two faculty members are relying on DTA grants to shore up minority recruitment programs that languished in recent years. Chemistry professor Gene Shimoleski says the number of underrepresented minority students in graduate chem classes has dwindled in recent years, so she's tasking current and former minority students to find their successors.
They feel really strongly about going out and recruiting because there's a better relatability factor.
History professor Don Marsh's team plans to focus on Native Americans. Their grant will create postdoctorate fellowships to train tenure-track faculty, as well as create a certificate in applied indigenous studies.
The research has shown that knowing the university recognizes Native American faculty is significant. It sends a signal that the university is committed to diversity, and they do recognize Native American culture.
Two initiatives, led by psychology professors, focus on measuring and improving the campus climate for different types of minorities. Professor Margot Monteith says her team will develop videos and presentations to help teach incoming students how to appear less culturally insensitive.
How do you most effectively confront others about their biased behavior so as to introduce to them the possibility of responding in other ways? How do you not create backlash?
Professor Deborah Rupp's group wants to increase awareness and acceptance of individuals who face stigma and prejudice, even though their race or gender orientation may not be readily visible.
Creating tools and modules, manuals and toolkits that could be used by other programs around campus.
The 9 initiatives were selected from 66 faculty submissions. The grants will be paid out over the next 2 years. For WBAA News, I'm Chris Morisivica.